Hi there, you are listening to Adept English, and this is a Listen and Learn podcast. My name is Hilary, and I created this Listen and Learn method to help you speak English fluently. It's much more enjoyable if you learn English in the way that your brain naturally wants to learn. I live in the United Kingdom. I'm a native English speaker, and I love helping the 100,000 students who listen to us every month. Every week, we give you two English lessons in the form of podcasts. So listen to Adept English. You'll be on your way to speaking fluent English in no time. Hi there, and welcome to this podcast from Adept English. Learning English is easier once you know how to. English speaking follows being able to understand English well, and that comes through listening. So here we are, Adept English, providing you with lots of free podcasts to listen to so that you can improve your English. If you want to learn English more quickly, then our 7 Rules course will show you how to. English speaking is easier if you know these secrets of language learning. You can sign up for this course today and save yourself valuable time, as you'll improve your spoken English more quickly if you've done this free course. How to speak English fluently and how to speak English fluently without hesitation. Find the answers in our 7 Rules course. Simple secrets to instantly improve your English. So one of the challenging things about learning English is, of course, the number of words in the language. However, it's not just that. It's that words also often have a lot of different meanings. So one word will mean a lot of different things. So I'm going to talk through a normal average word today and go through its different meanings, different contexts. There's nothing special about this word. It's a typical English word, but it will show you the range of meanings that just one word can have. So in one sense, this podcast is only covering one word, but actually there are hundreds of words in this podcast. I'll tell you more accurately at the end. So by listening, you're learning rather more than just this one word. So the word for today is stretch. That's S-T-R-E-T-C-H. So it's a typical English word in that it's both a noun, you can have a stretch, and a verb, to stretch. It's also slightly challenging, perhaps, in its pronunciation, because there are 3 consonants at the beginning, S-T-R, str, a vowel, e, and then 3 other consonants, tsh, T-C-H, tsh, tsh, sound, stretch. So let's start with the verb, to stretch. It has fewer meanings, so that's easier. To stretch is what you might do when you wake up in the morning. You make your arms and legs very long. You put your hands in the air and you pull the muscles in your arms and legs. And oh, it feels nice. That's a stretch, or to stretch. If you watch cats and dogs, they do a lot of stretching. And if cats do it, then it's probably good for you. Before you do exercise, it's a good idea to stretch so that you don't damage your muscles. There's a slightly different use too. If you stretch something out, it means that you intentionally make it longer. You might stretch out your holiday by going to visit family members on the way home. Or you might stretch dinner by adding more potatoes to your casserole, or by putting more bread onto the table because more people are eating with you than you thought. You might stretch your budget, your money, to buy something that's expensive that you want. You might stretch elastic or stretch someone's patience. That means that they have patience, but you use it up and then they get angry with you. So the verb really means to make something longer than its normal length. whether that's your arms when you stretch in the morning or your clothes stretching because you put on a bit of weight over Christmas, or you might stretch up to reach something like a book which is on a high shelf. You can also use to stretch about fabric or clothes. So my jumper has stretched in the washing machine, for example. What about the noun a stretch or the stretch? Well, its simplest meaning is the same as the verb. If you have a stretch, that's the same as to stretch or stretching. You lengthen your arms, your legs, your body because it feels nice for your muscles. But you might also talk about a stretch of a journey. A length of road or motorway is a stretch. As in, I don't like this stretch of the journey. It's dark and not well lit. Or, I think this stretch of road is dangerous. You might also talk about the home stretch. That would be the stretch or the section of the journey where you're nearly home, nearly back at your house, or nearly back at the start if it's a race of some kind. You might be running, having a race, and you're on the home stretch. Where stretch has more of an abstract meaning as a noun, you might say, it's a bit of a stretch this month. We can't really afford it. We haven't really got enough money for that. Or it would be too much of a stretch to expect the garage to clean my car outside as well as inside. So a stretch in this context means something which goes beyond reasonable expectation, goes beyond what you might expect. Stretch might also refer to the elasticity of something. Elasticity, E-L-A-S-T-I-C-I-T-Y, that means how stretchy something is. So in your clothes, sometimes you want stretch. You want elasticity in your tights or your underwear so that it's comfortable. Stretchy clothes can feel nice to wear and are useful for if you're exercising. You want stretchy jogging pants, perhaps. A stretch can also mean a length of time. Oh, I did a stretch teaching IT in a college. That's true, actually, for me. Or there was a stretch of time where I didn't get on with my parents. If you hear somebody talking about doing a stretch or to do a stretch, this is colloquial, this is slang, and it means a term of imprisonment. So he's done a stretch means he went to prison for a length of time. Prison, P-R-I-S-O-N, is where criminals go to be punished, to be held against their will. They lose their freedom and they go to live in a prison. So doing a stretch means going to prison. And lastly, again, as I said stretchy before when I was talking about elasticity, we do use the word stretch or stretchy as an adjective. So you might talk about a stretch limousine. A limousine, L-I-M-O-U-S-I-N-E, or limo, L-I-M-O, it's a fancy car. It's the type of car that people hire for a special occasion like a wedding or a prom. And a stretch limo or a stretch limousine, it means one of those super long cars. It's been extended. There are extra seats and possibly a bar inside. You can also get stretch Hummers and other types of vehicle now too. So there you are, lots of meanings for just one word, stretch. But during this podcast from Adept English, you've not just learned about the word stretch. You've heard and understood over 1,100 English words. I bet you didn't realise that, did you? Learning English is easier once you know how to. English speaking comes once you've done a lot of English listening, and not until. How to speak English easily or more easily. Remember, as always, you can download the How to Speak English PDF of the words in this podcast, or you can listen on YouTube and see the words come up on the screen as you go. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. Don't forget to visit our website for other podcasts. You can sign up for our free 7-day course. And if you're really serious about learning English, Course 1 is ready for you to buy and download. Adept English, helping you become fluent in English.